will join me in singing page hymn number 182, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Stand if you're able.
Sung the song I'm about to sing many times, but I think this is the first time I've sung it at church on Christmas Day. So, again, I'm really happy to be able to do this. A Birthday of a King. In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King. Alleluia, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King.
Thank you.
Would you join me in singing offertory hymn 187, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day?
Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for all the many blessings that you give us. But on this day, we thank you for the most precious gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless these tithes and gifts and this offering. And Father, we just ask that it would go for the advancement of thy kingdom, both here in this community and around the world. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I asked Pastor Kurt if I could have a few minutes this morning on this joyful Christmas day to share a little story with you. How many times in the last couple of weeks did you say Merry Christmas and you got a frown instead of a Merry Christmas back again? Don't ever hesitate to say Merry Christmas. I used to be one of those that said Bah Humbug and went not long ago. But now I'm proud to say Merry Christmas, and I say it every chance I get. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus came to redeem us all. He is our Savior. But we have to ask Him to be our personal Savior. December 17th of this year marks 5 years since I received the best Christmas present you could ever get. I received Jesus. I received salvation because I asked Him to be my personal Savior, and He said yes. I asked Him to forgive me of my sins, and He said yes. I asked Him to give me a new heart, to take away the heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh, and He said yes, and He filled it with love. 5 years. 5 years. Never too late. It's never too late to ask Jesus to come into your life. I was not a very nice person prior to that. I had a lot of problems. My best friends were drugs and alcohol. Forgive me. This always gets emotional. Always gets emotional. Say, yeah. Ezekiel chapter 36 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." He gave me a heart that now I have the capability of loving people, which I never did before. Jesus asked us to love one another. He asked us to love God with all our heart. And He asked us to love one another. I could not do that until I had Jesus come into my life. I just want to encourage everyone, if you do not know Him as your personal Savior, or if you know someone who is close to you, please offer the help that they may need. Help them to receive Jesus. Don't be hesitant. Don't be ashamed. Don't think you can't do it. The Holy Spirit will give you the words that you need to do it. Since that day, I have given my life to Christ, and I've done an awful lot of things that I thought I could never do before. I came here and I joined this church in 2012. And Pastor Tim Kirby kind of took me under his wing, and immediately he saw something in me, and he put me in Master Life. He gave me the sign and said, "Okay, you changed the sign." I had a purpose. I got up in the morning, I had something to do. I had a reason for existing. Pastor Kirby died very shortly after that. He baptized me right up here. I was the last one that I ever baptized, right up here in 2012. Since then, I was put on the pastor search list, search committee. I was asked to join the search committee. Quite an honor to go out and try and find a replacement pastor for Pastor Kirby, who was so well loved and respected. That's not an easy job. I was very blessed to be chosen for that. I was also placed on many committees. I chaired committees. I taught Sunday school. I led Bible studies. I sing in the choir, and for the past 3 years I've been a deacon in this church, and the last year I've been the chairman of the deacons. And I'm telling you all this not to boast, but just to tell you what a difference God can make in your life. He can turn you into something that He can use. Never think that you cannot be useful to God, and never say, "I can't do it." You can do it. All these things that I just told you, I never in the world thought I could do anything like that. He's given me the confidence, and He's equipped me to do the things that He calls me to do. So I just urge you to listen, and He will speak to you. He will speak to you. I'm a little bit tired this morning because I hit three Christmas Eve services last night. I left here. I went to Culpeper to United Methodist Church for a Christmas Eve service. They gave me a gift. I might have to go back. I left there and I went to Episcopal Church. And all three services were beautiful, and they were all so different. And it just convinced me that, you know, we're all God's children. We don't have to have a label of a Baptist or an Episcopalian or a Methodist or even a Catholic, although I'm not too sure about that. But I'm just kidding if there's any Catholics. But we're all God's children, and we worship in different ways. And there's nothing wrong with going to other churches, in my opinion. Now, I'm not encouraging you not to come here. This is my church. This is my home. This is where God put me. And I intend to continue serving here, right here at Zohar Baptist Church. And I will pray for this church every day. But there are a lot of other people out there that worship in different ways. And we have disagreements in how we should do certain things. But we all worship the same living God. And that's what has been brought to my attention recently, is that, you know, we have to reach outside of this community. Those of you that know me, I make things out of wood, and I make mostly sayings. My trademark piece of wood that I make, it says, "Never give up." And when my wife was going through cancer for so long, I made hundreds of those, and I put them all over a UVA hospital. And I make things that say, "Choose hope." And I made these before I found Jesus, but it meant so much more to me after I invited Jesus to come into my life. Because he gave me the talent to cut this wood, but he gave me the gift of love to put in the wood to give to other people. I get such great joy out of giving gifts. I really do. And I'm working on some things right now that some of my other favorites. One of them says, love is a verb. And another one says, love out loud. You can say I love you all you want, but your actions speak so loud. So love one another, just as Jesus invited us to do. I received this in my Christmas card from a gentleman that I met through hospice program, and I'd like to share this with you. It's called A Christmas Wish. May we break down boundaries, tear down walls, and build on the foundation of goodness inside each of us. May we look past our differences, gain understanding, and embrace acceptance. May we reach out to one another rather than resist. May we be better stewards of the earth, protecting, nurturing, and replenishing the beauties of what God has made and given us. May we practice gratitude for all we have rather than complain about our needs. May we seek cures for the sick, help the hungry, love for the lonely. May we share our talents, give our time, and teach our children. May we hold hope for the future very tenderly in our hearts and do all we can for bright tomorrows. And may we love with our whole hearts, for that is the only way to love." Please pray with me. Dear Lord, we all have so much to be thankful for. This is a season of joyful celebration of the birth of your Son, Jesus. He came to this earth, as the Scripture says, to be lower than the angels, to walk among us, fully God and fully man. He came to show us how to live. He came to experience all the emotions and all the trials and all the temptations that we go through each day. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus, for the gift of salvation, for the gift that he paid on that cross when he died for all of us. And he rose again to show us that life is just a stepping stone on the way to eternal life and salvation in the kingdom of heaven. Lord, this season is a joyful season, yet for many, it's very tearful. I pray for those who are lost. I pray for those who have no one to pray for them. And I pray for those, Lord, who are struggling with the loss of a loved one, who are struggling with a terrible illness or a trial in their life that makes it really hard to accept the peace that Jesus offers. I lift them all up to you today, Lord. And I thank you so much for all your many gifts and your many blessings. These prayers we know are heard, Lord, and we pray them in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Tommy. Tommy has shared with us, and by the way, I'll say to you, brother, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
New birth. New birth. Because of Jesus' birthday, each one of us either has or can experience new birth. Will you turn in your Bibles with me today to the Gospel of Luke? The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Now, Tommy and I didn't previously talk about the scriptures that he would be bringing or anything, but it's very interesting how God works things out. Not just because it's Christmas, but the specific verse he read is the specific verse that we're going to be discussing today. Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read the whole part that goes along with what Tommy read, starting at verse 8. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." This is the verse Tommy read. "Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." This announcement was the beginning of everything new for those who believe. It's because of Jesus' birthday that we have a new birthday. If we become believers, if we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we are born again. And we have a birthday. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Jesus answered, "I assure you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed, Nicodemus, that I told you that you must be born again." And 1 Peter. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter says, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, "Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorrupted, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Jesus' birthday. Because of Jesus' birthday, we have a new birthday. All of us. My birthday, I honestly could probably go back and figure it out, but I know in July of 1981 on a Sunday was my birthday. It was a transformation of who I was. That one particular day, it might not have seemed as dramatic in the physical world as what we were privileged to watch in Tommy's life, but I can tell you in my heart it was just as dramatic. It was my birthday.
When was your birthday? If you don't know when, if you haven't had that birthday, you can have it today through Jesus Christ. Because he came as a little baby, celebrated today at Christmas, his birthday. Because of Jesus' birthday, we have a new family. We have a new family. Not just our family, we say our blood relation, but a true blood relation, a blood relation through the blood of Jesus Christ, adopted then into the family of Almighty Creator God. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Look at how great a love the Father has given us that we should be called God's children. And we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know Him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is. If we accept Jesus as our Savior, it's not that all mankind and all humankind on this earth is God's child. Created in the image of God, yes, but not God's child. But when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we become children of God. That's what John was telling us here in 1 John. When we become children of God, and we celebrated the Advent wreath and what the candles represented, we started this year with joy. And we can have a new joy. It's a joy that surpasses our circumstances. No matter what's going on in our life, we can have joy. And so we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, "You love Him, that is, Jesus, though you have not seen Him, and though not seeing Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with inexpressible and glorious joy, because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Hey, just like Jesus said, don't fear men who can only kill you. Fear God who can kill you and condemn you to an eternal hell. Well, the thing is we know that because of the salvation of our souls, we can have great joy because we will not have to suffer hell upon our salvation. That's what Peter's talking about. So in any instance, in any situation we're dealing with, in any tragedy of our life, we can still have joy. It's a new joy because of Jesus' birthday. Because of Jesus' birthday, our second candle we lit was peace. We can have peace, a new peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Listen to this. "And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." We have a new potential of peace that surpasses every thought. So we have this new birthday. We have this new family. We have a new joy. We have a new peace. And this brings us a new love. Tommy spoke of this love. Oh, Tommy loved. He loved his wife. He loved his son. That is about the extent of it. If you talk with him, and I can't even believe it, Tommy. I really can't, because I didn't know you before you knew Jesus. But Tommy spoke of this new love that every true believer has. It's there. In 1 John, we read of this love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 to 19. "And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. In this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence at the day of judgment. For we are as he is in this world. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he, God, first loved us." You see, love, like Tommy said, it's an action And God in action loved us. We all probably could quote together 1 John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have eternal life." And this is the love that we can have. We don't have to fear any kind of punishment. Remember, any punishment that man divvies out because of our belief, and listen, Christians throughout the ages have been tortured, imprisoned, martyred, whatever, persecuted. But because of love, we don't have to fear, because the God of gods, the King of kings, the Creator of all the universe has no punishment for us. Discipline maybe, but no punishment. We don't have to fear. It's an action, just as Tommy was saying. And that love that we have because God first loved us brings, because of Jesus' birthday, because it is all through Jesus, it brings us hope. A new hope. A new hope. A hope not like, I hope it doesn't rain today, or I hope it doesn't get too cold and start to snow today. Who knows? But a hope that is sure, and it won't disappoint. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. This hope will not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that not even death or life, angels or rulers, things present or things to come, hostile powers, height or depth, or any other created thing will have the power to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is hope. Hope. Impossible to be taken away. That's a new kind of hope. That is not a hope that the world has. That's a hope we have because of Jesus' birthday. And then because of Jesus' birthday, we have a new destination. So think of this. Because of Jesus' birthday, we have, if we believe, if we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we have a new birthday. But we can celebrate it. And I don't know if anybody wished Tommy a happy birthday on his birthday, but I think that would be wonderful for us to let people know of our second birthday, our spiritual birthday in Christ. We should wish each other a happy birthday on those days. But we don't just have a new birthday. We have a new family. We are God's children. And because we are God's children, we have a new joy, a joy that can be had through any circumstance, which then brings us to the full potential of a new peace, a peace that passes any kind of thought or understanding. And that peace then brings a hope through Jesus, or a love that comes from God because He first loved us. And that love brings us a sure hope. A hope in what? A hope in Jesus Christ, who gives us then this new destination. And so we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. This is what Jesus said about our destination. He said, "Your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many dwellings. If not, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to Myself, so that where I am, you may be also." We have a new destination. It is the destination where our living Savior, Jesus in the flesh, we know we're going to celebrate Easter. That is the greatest celebration day in all of the year. And we will celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead, the first of the resurrected. He rose not just spiritually, He rose physically, His physical body. And we will one day be taken to be with Him. That is our destination. That is the culmination of our hope. That is the culmination of our new love. That's the culmination of our new peace. It's the culmination of our joy. It is the reunion of our family. And it all happened because of our new birth, because of Jesus' birthday. Jesus' birthday. Jesus' birth and the story of it can never get old because it is about something new. And it is something that is created new within us. Every time a person comes to Jesus, we are reminded of that newness in our own life. And so therefore, our challenge this week is to go out. Go out in newness of life, sharing Jesus with our lives and our words with others. Share His birthday. Just because Christmas is today and it's not tomorrow doesn't mean we can't wish people a Merry Christmas, a Happy Birthday Jesus, and say, hey, have you had a second birthday? That might get someone, huh? Don't ask, are you born again? Have you had a second birthday? What are you talking about? I've turned two. No, a second birthday. And then talk to them about it. That could be fun. That might be as fun as wearing Eeyore pajamas on Christmas morning to church. But you know what? I want to do something different. In that, a lot of churches will have communion on Christmas morning. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. Or on Christmas Eve. But you know, that is a great time, but it is a reminder of Jesus' death. So I thought, you know what? Maybe it's just American tradition or modern tradition or whatever, I thought it would be really wonderful to wish Jesus a happy birthday. And so, we'll stay seated. What I did is I ordered some happy birthday cake for Jesus. And so when we close today, I'm going to ask that we all go in the fellowship hall and you can have some birthday cake. And so, if you'll join with me. Oh, I put it over here. I forgot where I put it. I'm going to have to slide by you, Kathy. Now, I didn't put any candles on it. We'll say these are Jesus' candles. But we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Can you do that with me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Now today I'd like to pray, and Kathy will play for us, but I'm going to have her playing as we just take a moment and just pray ourselves, thanking Jesus for His birthday. But I also want to say, if there's anybody here that says, hey, I want to join in on this. I want to have a new birthday. I want to take this time as Kathy plays. I'm going to ask after I pray, that we just keep our heads bowed and eyes closed. Kathy will play a couple verses of our invitation hymn. And if you want to have a birthday today in Christ, come see me during this time. All right. Holy God, I thank You so much for Your love for us, sending Jesus, giving Him a physical human birthday. We choose to celebrate it today. Thank You, Jesus, for coming, for having Your birthday so that we could have a birthday, a new birthday, a new family, a new joy, a new peace, a new love, a new hope, a new destination. Thank You, Jesus, and happy birthday. Work in the lives and hearts of everyone here, myself included. If there's anyone here that has not had their second birthday, I pray that they'll choose to have that today. With our heads bowed and eyes closed, we can just pray to God ourselves. Thank you. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope that this day is a great day. Think of all the newness that comes because of Jesus' birthday. And please join us for cake to celebrate Jesus' birthday. We don't have to stay long. You can grab a piece of cake and head on out. That'd be fun. But do join us. You are dismissed.